I'd like to call us back into order. Members of Congress, we are on interview and consideration of confirmation of executive appointee Luanna Redcorn to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. Ms. Redcorn, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here and allowing the members to ask questions of you.
Thank you.
If you would like to start with a brief opening, and then we'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be considered for the position. I know or have met some of you. Just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I've been practicing law since 1984, having graduated from the University of Kentucky College of Law. During that time, I worked as a law firm for a very short period of time, the firm that I clerked for during the time I was in law school. Then I worked as a public defender for 2 years in rural eastern Kentucky, which is Appalachia. Following that time, I went to the office of the Fayette Commonwealth's Attorney, which is in Lexington, Kentucky, and that's where I've spent most of my professional career. I worked as an assistant Commonwealth's Attorney for many years. I was promoted to the deputy assistant Commonwealth's Attorney, and then in 2016, my boss of many years retired, and I was appointed by the governor of Kentucky at that time to be Commonwealth's Attorney. I ran for election in 2018 and ran unopposed and was elected. Fayette County is the second largest jurisdiction in Kentucky. We have 330,000 constituents, so it was a big job with a lot of responsibility. Our office prosecutes felony cases to terms of imprisonment and the death penalty. We prosecute juveniles that fit the statutory authority. We advise law enforcement. We train law enforcement. And so I did that until 2022 when I retired. At that time, I took a position at the University of Kentucky Rosenberg College of Law as an adjunct professor of capital punishment, and I taught that course in the fall of 2023 and 2024. This past year, I elected not to teach in the fall and in this fall, and instead during this year, I've worked for the Native Child Abuse Resource Center from the University of Montana on a grant that has been evaluating child advocacy centers in Indian country. These are tribal children's advocacy centers. I don't know how familiar you all are with advocacy centers, but they're for children that have been sexually and seriously physically abused. And Indian country has been slow to bring about these sort of services in the way that advocacy centers can do that. So I've been working with them and just finished my report at the end of August for them. As I think I said in my application, the chief asked me last week if I would be willing to serve on the commission. I've never worked for the Osage Nation, and I've never served on any board for the Osage Nation. I have a general familiarity with the code, having reviewed it after talking with the chief. I also talked with one of the sitting commissioners, Marsha Harden, about the work the commission does. And I also consulted with one of my cousins by marriage, who worked for the Gaming Commission in Washington, D.C., Sequoia Symphmeyer. Just to ask him generally about expectations, the kinds of things that the commission does. So as I said, I have a general familiarity, but what I do bring to the table are legal skills, also leadership skills, supervision skills, the ability to think critically, ask questions, to review large volumes of information, to understand, and I think my general understanding of what the commission does and what my responsibilities are will be just the beginning, and I have no doubt that I will be capable of doing this job and that I'll be doing a good job for the Osage Nation, the people, and for gaming.
Thank you, Ms. Redcorn. Members, questions? Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Ms. Redcorn. How are you?
I'm fine, Congressman Lemon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that introduction. I think it's wonderful that other people listening and anyone who wants to come back and listen to this recording will be able to hear your qualifications. I only do have one question, and I'll finish with my question. However, I do want to thank you so much for being willing to join our political fray I wish you the most luck in your position. I have no doubt that you're going to be confirmed today, and I absolutely appreciate greatly your due diligence before deciding to just take this role. The research that you did, reaching out to folks, and I'm not saying other people haven't done that. I'm just glad that you were given the opportunity to let us know that you have taken this under great consideration. So my question for you is what book are you reading right now?
I don't read books. I listen to books because I do a lot of driving. So the book that I just finished listening to was kind of a crazy book. I'm going to make sure I say the title of it correctly, but it was, I'm in a book club. If you've ever been in a book club, you know that you read what other people choose. The beauty of that is you often read a book you would never choose for yourself. Sometimes it's very satisfying. Sometimes it's not satisfying at all. But the way I look at it is an opportunity to, you know, enjoy what somebody else thinks is good. The book that we just finished was called The Home of the American Circus by Allison Larkin.
The Home of the American Circus.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to confirm Ms. Redcorn to a term of 3 years to the Osage Gaming Commission.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Abstain.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. Motion passes. Ms. Redcorn, congratulations and welcome. You have been confirmed to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission Board, Gaming Commission for a term of 3 years. Thank you.
Yes, thank you all very much. Thank you for the questions and for the consideration and for your vote of confidence. I promise I will not let you down.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. May I be excused?
Yes, ma'am, you may. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're still on motions and notices. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker. The Congressional Affairs Committee is scheduled to meet IFS to noon. Clerk, you think about 11:15 would be sufficient? Yes. Thank you. So we'll start at 11:15.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. The Appropriations Committee will meet today from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We're now in adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn till Monday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.